Listeners speak free.
Darlene writes in, the most unbelievable thing happened on my birthday this year. My sister was pregnant and was due about 4 days before my birthday. But you know how those dates change, especially if the baby is in a hurry to get out. I was hoping my little niece or nephew would be born on my birthday because that would be just really cool to share something like that with a family member. My sister didn't want to know beforehand if it was a boy or girl. She only wanted to know if things were okay. And of course the opposite, if there was anything wrong with the baby. So not only did my dream come true that sister would give birth on my birthday, but the doctors didn't know there were two babies in there, a boy and a girl. We've got three birthdays all on the same day, and I was made the godmother of little Jessica, whose middle name is my first name. Wow, that's a very cool story, and awesome. And I'll have to tell that hidden baby story to my brothers, because both of their wives are pregnant and due in the fall. And this email from Rodney, who writes in, I prefer to be alone on my birthday. I get a case of beer and just hang out and watch the game. My birthday falls around the time of the end of the hockey playoffs, so there's usually a good game I can watch. Nothing really else special happens on the day, it's just another day to me. And Madeline writes in and says that she likes to open the yellow pages to the restaurant section, close her eyes, and point to a place, and wherever her finger lands, that's where she and her friends go for the night. Sometimes the same selection process happens for picking a club to go to afterwards. That's interesting. I've never heard of that theory before, and I've never tried it, but with my luck, I'd probably get some place that recently reopened after being shut down for, you know, health code violations. Okay, still time to send in your stories. Also, send me a creative birthday wish or e-card or whatever, and I may just hook you up with some cool stuff that I've got kicking around. Like a Gnarls Barkley CD, maybe. www.jbonair.com for the details. You can shoot me an email. The address, jb@jbonair.com. Thanks to everyone who's been sending stuff in. You're all beautiful, and James Blunt agrees with me, too. This is Jeremy Bradley on Top of the Charts.